Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us today for Red Rock Retirement Radio. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us on Sunday mornings from 8:30 to 9 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which you can find on our website, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
Colby will be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's jump on in.
Colin, are RMDs just a tax trap in retirement, or is there a way that you can plan around them?
Such an amazing question. And I love this question only because, and I've said this on other shows, and I think it's really important to note, that I think that RMDs, which is required minimum distributions, that's when the government tells you you have to start taking money out of your 401k, IRA, 403b, these qualified plans, if you would, the government tells you you have to start taking money out at a certain age. And I think this is one of the most overlooked portions of financial planning that us as financial advisors overlook for our clients. And it's ridiculous that it's that way. It's ridiculous because RMDs, all it is it's a tax problem. But a lot of advisors, frustratingly, don't help plan for taxes in retirement. Oftentimes, you'll get your advisor who'll be like, oh, I'm not a tax professional. Go talk to your CPA. Go talk to the person who files your taxes. We don't want to deal with that. That's what I've heard from so many people who come through my doors from those big box firms. Those big firms, they're like, no, we just want to manage your assets. We don't really care about the tax implication too much. You know, go have someone else do that. Because the liability, they're passing off the liability. They don't even want to plan. They don't even want to help you with taxes. One, because if you do tax planning and you, let's just say you decide to do a Roth conversion, pay the taxes now to never pay taxes again, the Roth grows tax-free. So now, let's say you're in the 20% tax bracket, you pay the taxes right then and there. Before you did the Roth conversion, you've got $100,000 in your IRA, and that's the billable amount that these big box firms can bill you at. And then you do the Roth conversion, and now you only have $80,000 in your account that they're managing and billing on. They bill on less by telling you to do tax planning. That's ridiculous. These guys are supposed to be doing what's in your best interest, but oftentimes they don't. They're looking at their bottom line, their shareholders, depending on what company you're investing with. And sometimes it's not in your best interest. And I do not like that. The other problem I have is really, for the most part, what you'll get from some of these firms is you'll get an email saying, hey, it's time to take your required minimum distribution, your RMD. Make sure you do it. You're not getting any real advice on this. They're just saying, all right, you just got to make sure you do it. Check that box. And you got to figure it out from there. We don't want that to be the case. We want to be proactive with planning for required minimum distributions for RMDs. I don't want you to have to come to me and be like, hey, Colin, what should I do with these assets? What should I do with this required minimum distribution? No, it should be the other way around. I should be, hey, let's have a strategy to either completely obliterate and remove RMDs, or have a strategy on where they should go, what the tax implication looks like for you, because it can cause unwanted tax bills, spikes in your Medicare premium, disrupt income planning, especially for people who don't want them in the first place. They don't want to take that money out because they don't need it. An RMD causes a massive tax implication for a lot of folks. And we don't want that to be the case, because if you don't need the money, well, you got to take the required minimum distribution, pay the taxes, and then if you reinvest it, well, now if you have any short-term or long-term capital gains on the assets, you got to pay the taxes on that too. Man, this is rough. Because we got to pay more taxes than we should have to on a lot of these assets. And that's mainly because a lot of people really don't have or haven't given you the time of day to help you avoid that tax trap. They are. RMDs are a tax trap. And I don't like that. And so I like to remove them as much as possible or delete them if I can. And so we can do this with just a little bit or a lot of planning, depending on who you are. And what I've found is financial advisors, what we've done is we've failed you for the last 10, 20, 30 years. We've been telling you, defer taxes, pay taxes when you're retired. Taxes will be lower when you're retired. Boy, were we wrong. Dead wrong. Because most of you, a lot of you, will pay more taxes in retirement than you did while you were working. And these RMDs are a big cause of that. So without proper planning, it will cause you to pay way more money to the government than you ever should have to. And I say this often, but when it comes to taxes, I want a separate line item in my expense report. If I put all my costs into Excel, taxes is an expense. It's a cost to me, and we can control that cost to some degree or another. Now, we've been telling you guys for a long time the wrong advice: defer taxes, get the tax benefit on the front end, taxes will be lower. Here is how I feel about that. We have this massive ticking time tax bomb that's about to go off because the biggest generation that's ever been is retiring at rates we've never seen before. And this is going to cause a couple of different problems. We're going to be forced to take more money out because there's so many people retiring. More people are going to be taking from their investment accounts than ever before, which for small reasons, this might cause a little bit of volatility in the markets. Not something to be necessarily concerned about, but just be aware that if money's coming out of the markets, not in stocks and bonds anymore, and that's going to adjust the price because the stock market is supply and demand. If there's more supply than there's demand, cost goes down. So we have this tax problem, and we also might have a volatility problem with these required minimum distributions. There's a couple things we can do to fix this. First, we can reduce the impact of RMDs through strategies like Roth conversions. Pay the taxes now, don't ever pay taxes again. Now, if we're going to do Roth conversions for any of you, what we want to make sure happens is that when we do it, the benefit of doing a conversion benefits you, then your beneficiaries, the people you're going to leave the money to. We don't want it to be where we're just doing it for our beneficiaries. We want to make sure it's a dual beneficial option. Pay the taxes now to never pay taxes again. Roths don't have that problem that the traditional IRAs do and the 401ks do. We can also take these RMDs and we can do charitable donations. So a lot of folks in the Utah area, you donate to a charity every month, roughly 10% of your money. Well, when you get to 70 and a half years old, we can do what's called a QCD. It's a qualified charitable donation. We can take our RMDs and we can donate it to the charity of our choice. But do not just take your RMD and then send it to the charity of choice, because that does not solve the problem. You have to have it go from your custodian, whoever's holding the money, directly to the charity. You cannot be the middleman, or else it's failed and you have not done what you need to avoid the taxes. Now, for those of you who are not donating to charity and don't have intentions to donate to charity, I don't want to give away $10,000 to save $1,000 in taxes. That's not prudent planning. I'd rather you get the tax implication and have $9,000 in your pocket if you're not donating to charity. And so we got to look at different options there. These two are two of the biggest strategies that we can utilize for those who are listening today. It's very powerful if it's done right. So what this means is we don't have to get every single dollar out of your 401k and IRA. We do not have to do that. We just have to get the appropriate amount out that we only have left the amount that I'm going to donate to charity for term certain, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 5 years, whatever it is that I'm going to donate to charity, however long I'm going to donate to charity and how much I want to donate. That's how much we can leave in there. This can get very monotonous and we can make mistakes pretty quickly, especially if we're not looking at the risk tolerance of these assets. Because how they calculate RMDs is really important. And I think this is something we don't pay enough attention to. So let's talk about how they calculate RMDs for the current year. And I like to use 2022 as my example here. So in 2021, what they're going to do is they're going to take my total balance of my 401ks and IRAs, and they're going to add that up on December 31st, 2021. That's the value they use to calculate my RMDs for 2022. Let's say that my 401ks and IRAs add up to $1 million. Well, in 2022, what happened to the stock market? It dropped about 25%. So my RMD is based off of $1 million, but I only have $750,000 left in my 401k and IRAs. And now the government says, all right, you got to take your RMD, but it's based off of $1 million, but you only got 750. You are now doing the most detrimental thing you can do in retirement, which is taking money out of your investments when your investments are down. Surefire way to fail in retirement. This can cause some massive problems if we're not careful. Risk matters when it comes to taxes as well. I know that sounds crazy, but everything's connected. Everything is, you know, you take one strand in the rope, and if you just have that one strand, you can break it easy. It's a string. But if we put a bunch of strings together and build a rope, that's kind of what we're building here. And it becomes stronger and stronger. And to cut through it, you have to make a lot bigger cuts. And so we want to make sure that everything is working together and is refined and is powerful. And everything disrupts everything oftentimes. Income planning, tax planning, investment planning, healthcare planning, and estate planning. So if you're near retirement age, if you're near RMD age, if you're already taking RMDs, it's not too late. Or you're worried about the tax implication, then we should definitely have a conversation.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.